It was a reasonably warm day. Warm in that it wasn't exactly the most pleasant of days, because the sun wasn't out and the sky was overcast with gray clouds. And far in the horizon, you could see it. And if you'd have to focus quite hard to be able to notice that this object was there, and it was so faint, it was like a pixel on this picture of the ocean. What we were looking at was the Great Blue. This boat that was owned by this old gentleman who went by the name of Simon. This boat had been at sea for a very long time, and now there was no one there. It was just a boat about to finally enter shore after being lost for years. That's the way the ocean works, in that it will finally, eventually drag into shore whatever it finds. What's unusual about this boat is that it's not seen land in a very long time, but the paint hadn't cracked. The boat hadn't got any leaks. You could say that it was well maintained, and that normal entropy that happens to everything that exists somehow seemed to have escaped this boat. And it makes you wonder, as you're seeing this boat, how could it have ever been lost? Because for it to be lost and for it to be away from civilization and away from our thoughts and our existence, how can it not have disappeared back into nature? But here we are. The boat still floating, happy on its own, looking healthy and looking well, even though it had been on its own. Lying on the boat, you could almost feel the gentle waves slowly dragging it back into to where it came from. And although it would be another month or so before it slowly got dragged into the beach, it had been discovered already. You see, the boat had a system within it that rang out the moment it reached shore. Simon, who once owned this boat, had built it in such a way that the moment it reached near a shore, it would send out a message to anyone that was listening. And on that day, the person that happened to be listening was a boy called Jack, who was so obsessed with listening to other people having conversations on their phones or on their walkie-talkie. He'd found ways to listen in, and he even found ways to listen into airplanes as they were flying above him, and he could hear the pilot speaking to air traffic control. But on this day, he heard something very unusual on his radio. It was a song. was a song that felt a bit dated. It was just enough to make it into a song, but not enough for him to give it his undivided attention. But either way, it was interesting. And the song just played on repeat again and again. And what Jack couldn't figure out was where this came from, because this was not a radio channel and there was no conversation, so this was definitely not what was usual. As Jack kept listening to this music, he kept wondering where this came from. And this went on for days, and Jack lost interest in time, and days became weeks. But every day that he would be listening in on conversations, once he was bored, he would always flip back to this channel where he would hear this music that we know came from the boat, but he knew nothing of. So he asked one of his friends to come by one day so he could get him to listen to the song. Maybe he knew what it was, but he didn't. Then he played the song to another one of his friends, and they didn't know neither what the song was. He got his dad to listen to it, and he didn't know what it was. He got his mom to listen to it, and she didn't know neither, so he was entirely lost. And the less he knew about the song, the more significant it became, and the more he saw that no one else knew what this song was, the more curious he got about this song. So he became a detective, trying to figure out what this song meant. He took the phone to his school, and one day he sat down with his music teacher after class, and he asked her if she knew what the song was. And she didn't. It wasn't famous, it wasn't known. But just as he thought all hope was lost, as he was leaving the room and walking through the corridor, as he was heading back home, about to give up on this idea that the song meant anything, the janitor stopped him. And the janitor asked him where he got that song from. And obviously, without wanting to explain how exactly he got the song, without wanting to explain that he's got a radio that he shouldn't be having, he just said that he stumbled upon it on the internet. And that made even less sense, because this was the song that the janitor's father used to play on his violin. And it was his father's song. So Jack asked the janitor if it's a song that his father played to anyone else, and he didn't know, because his father had passed away when the janitor was a teenager. But this song meant something to the janitor, and the song brought an entire memory back to the janitor. It took him to a place that was deep and meaningful. Jack had took the janitor to a deeper and meaningful place by having the song with them and playing the song. But there was no way they could figure out where the song came from. There was no way for him to know that there was this boat lost in sea, sending out this song to anyone that was listening. Jack saw in the janitor's eyes, as it teared up, how much the song meant to him, how meaningful the song was to him. And Jack appreciated how his curiosity had took him down this road, and he was happy with who he met at the end. So Jack decided that he would go back home and he would burn the song onto a CD and he would give it to the janitor the next day. And he did. Was there anything that Jack needed to figure out about the song, where it came from, why it was being played to him? No. But now this song had also become a part of Jack's reality and his experience and his memory. And now whenever he heard the song, he would remember the face of the janitor. He would remember the look of appreciation. He would remember the look of love and remembrance that he had. And the song suddenly meant something to him as well. And that night, as he went to bed, he noticed that the wind was very wild and the rain started to pick up. And he was woken up at 2 a.m. with the sound of the trees swaying violently against the wind. And being in Scotland, this was nothing unusual. And he got up the next morning, and as he does, he turned on his radio. And it was just a crackling noise. And he remembered that he'd set the channel to where he was listening to this music. So he went to the radio and he tried to change the dials to make sure that he was on the right channel, but he was already where he needed to be. And the music was now gone. Although he managed to capture the music, knowing that he could no longer listen to where the music came from somehow made him a little sad, and he wondered what it was that brought him that music, and he started to wonder where this music had now gone to. But just as the way that the sea can bring in what needed to be seen, the sea can also drag out what needed to be forgotten. And as it did, the boat was taken back out into sea, and it started its next journey to find among thousands who listened to its music. It started its next journey to find the one among thousands to whom that music meant something.